Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 6, we finished verse 15. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready and you'll follow along with us as we go back to Daniel chapter 6, and we continue to look at Daniel and the lion's den. Now, my friend, I know this is a very familiar story to so many of you. It has some spiritual applications for us, as well as some prophetic applications. And hopefully you'll be able to see that as we go along over these next few days. Now also, let me encourage you to write us. We love to hear from our listeners. I heard from one listener today who called via the telephone. They looked on the website, got our telephone number, and called. And he wanted to let us know what a blessing the study in Daniel has been to him. And he, I believe, was just listening to the first chapter. And here we are in the sixth chapter now. And, of course, that's how far ahead we usually are in the recordings. And so this man was blessed by it and just had to call bubbling over about how God has spoke to his heart. We spoke of spiritual things for a little while on the telephone. And then we had a lady who wrote us and let us know about the salvation of her sister, as she has sent to her the Plan of Salvation CD that she downloaded from our website. And what a blessing that is to hear of people in other states getting saved through the ministry of the Lamp and Light. And then finally, I had one email me today that said that he was very offended because of our stand on doctrine and the Bible and other things that he mentioned along the way. And, of course, we also know that woe is us if all men speak well of us. And I had to write back and let him know, hey, we love you, but we will not apologize for preaching or teaching the Word of God or for standing on it. And we pray for them. We don't run them down. We're not upset with them. Obviously, when people come to the truth and they know the truth, then we see that they love the truth. And so we ask that you pray for the one. I would not give their name, but just to say, pray for this one that the Lord will open their eyes unto the truth of the Word of God. Now, we don't ask for offerings for the Lamp and Light radio ministry. Instead, we tell you that your tithe belongs to your local church, and I trust that you'll continue to give to your local church. And then after your local church, we ask that you pray. If God lays the Lamp and Light broadcast on your heart to send a gift, then we will apply anything that you give to the radio ministry. Now, again, let me say that we do not in no way want the tithe that belongs to the local church. And secondly, anything you give goes right back into the radio ministry. We do not try to pay salaries with it. Nobody receives a salary from this broadcast as long as it's been on the air. All time donated by our engineer and by those that do the announcing. And every aspect is donated 100% so. And so we are telling you that just to say that this ministry is a ministry to God's people, and it's a ministry of the Lord. And Central Baptist Church, our church here in Ocala, Florida, is the sponsor of this ministry, and we do it that way so that we're not begging people for money. So again, let me just say that we ask, though, and we do beg for your prayers. Please continue to keep the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry in your prayers, that the Word of God through this ministry will have free course. Now, as we go back to our Bible study in Daniel chapter 6, we're starting to look at verses 16 through 23, where we see Daniel in the lion's den. Now, I like what Mark Cameron, the late theologian, said about this part. He said, "The glee of the princes turned into gloom for Darius, but it brought about the grace of God for Daniel." Well, let's look at verses 16 and 17 here of Daniel 6. "Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel." Well, the king mentions to Daniel that his God will deliver him. But isn't it interesting that we do not see that Daniel answers the king when the king mentions that his God would deliver him? You see, the law was wrong. It was wrong for Darius to sign this law into law. And so now the king is trying to soothe his own conscience. Of course, if a man has any type of heart, this very thing would trouble him. We are accountable for our decisions. When you're in a position of authority, then your decision not only affects you, it affects others as well. That's why there's a man that maybe has no authority on the job, no authority in the church, no authority anywhere but at home. He commits immorality, and it affects his home, but very little outside the home or the people involved. But let a church leader commit immorality, and multitudes are affected. We are accountable for our decisions, whether we think them through or not. Jesus lets us know, and the New Testament lets us know, that every idle word, the thoughts, the intents of our heart will be judged. Now, perhaps Daniel says nothing because he does not want to do anything or say anything that appears to be compromise or to give deliverance by the king's hand instead of God's hand. If he's going to be delivered, he wants there to be no doubt that it was God's hand. Now, Daniel at this point does not know if he's going to be delivered. So he knows that if he's not, he is in the presence of the Lord. And as Philippians says, that is far better. Now, in all of life's troubles, we need to keep in mind Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." The good steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, but that man must acknowledge the Lord each step of the way. Now, do not look first to the arm of flesh. Do not look to the arm of flesh at all. Our help cometh from the Lord, as the psalmist says. Well, the stone is laid over the pit once Daniel is placed inside of it. And the pit is sealed. Well, my friend, one day the pit of hell is going to be sealed. And those without Christ will dwell in that lake of fire forever, never escaping, never ceasing to exist, because they have not a Savior, because Jesus won't save them then. You see, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And if you're going to receive Christ, now is the time to receive Him. 1 second after death, it is eternally too late. So this then is sealed. Now, it's not to give physical security. Rather, breaking it would be illegal. Now, the princes are also there. They're present. They want to see Daniel lowered down into the den. And they also want to see the seals there to ensure that Daniel doesn't leave. And they know that it's illegal to break that seal. And so, once it's sealed, they know that a person would have to be very foolish to take the chance to break that seal to deliver Daniel from the den of lions, because they would have to then be placed there in Daniel's place. So these evil men, they go to their home, and they're rejoicing. The world may think it has overcome you, and you're far outnumbered, and you're outmaneuvered. But remember, my friend, the day is coming. Oh, it's night. It's dark. But the darkest part of the night is just before the dawn. Isn't it interesting that we live in a world today that we're just surrounded by the darkness? I was speaking with a missionary from over in the Pakistan area. And I said, why do you go back there knowing the danger and knowing that you and your family could die there? And his answer was simply, because of the darkness. And his heart broke for those people. I can't help but to look at our country in the United States and see how sin abounds on every hand. People don't wear enough clothes today. Whatever's loose, lax, or licentious is the rule of the day. Men frown upon that which is righteous and holy. And it's dark. It's dark. It's dark in education. It's dark in government. It's getting dark in the churches as one goes to the church and he sees a rock concert. I think of the story of a young man that said when he was a little boy, he saw a tent, and he thought it was a circus. So he snuck up, not having money, and he looked under the tent. He was going to sneak in. He looked under the tent, expecting to see a circus, but lo, it was a tent revival. Years later, he said, he went to a tent revival, but lo, it was a circus. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.